They were trucked over, actually, in a moving truck and brought into Salmon, Idaho. There was an injunction, a federal injunction, a lawsuit that had been filed to stop the wolf reintroduction filed by the Farm Bureau. And the judge did hold them in captivity, so the wolves actually had to stay in their little cages for a much longer period of time than what we had hoped, what anybody had planned. It's really stressful for a wild wolf to be in any kind of cage, let alone one that's the size of a dog kennel. They were super stressed, and we had to find immediate protection for them because there was also threats going on from the local community. You know, people were threatening to come kill the wolves. They were threatening to kill the people that were involved in bringing them. We had meetings with the press. There were hundreds of reporters. And at the end of one of our press conferences, there was a gentleman in the back that had a long black coat on, and you could tell that he had something carrying underneath his arm, and it looked like a Bible, you know, that had been wrapped up in leather and had the zipper around it, but it was not quite the right shape for one. So I could tell that he was carrying a firearm, and I, at that point, was starting to look for the exits, trying to figure out, you know, are we going to make it through the day? And he waited until the last person had left in the room and came up to me. And I thought, I had no idea who this person was. Came up and he said, "Hi, my name's Steve McGone. I'm the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service law enforcement agent, and I'm here to help you and help protect you and the wolves." And so I was really relieved it was him. But we ended up taking the wolves, putting them in this warehouse, putting armed guards out there with them. I remember walking to dinner that night. There was an actual party going on at the Farm Bureau office in Salmon. They were really happy about winning the injunction. And we had no idea how long the wolves were going to stay in captivity at that point, or if we'd even be able to release them. But the next morning, the judge lifted the injunction, said, "Go ahead." We had a snowstorm. We'd planned to take the wolves into a certain place and couldn't get into it because of the storm. So we decided to drive them, kind of a convoy of trucks, up to Corn Creek, which is near Salmon, too, out in the wilderness, on the border of the wilderness area. So we took the four wolves, loaded them up, and took them down this road. The road had a good foot of ice on it. It was incredible. We had to get a snow plow in to open up the road ahead of us. And Steve asked me, he said, "Do you want to ride with me? Because if there is an ambush on the road, I'm going to be up in the lead vehicle, and we'll be the ones getting shot at." And I remember looking back at the other vehicles and thinking, he's the only one with a gun. I'm staying with you. You're the only one that can shoot back. So we drove him in very slowly behind the snowplow and took the wolves out. You couldn't even walk on the road. It was so slick. You kind of had to hold hands with other people and shuffle around. But we got the wolves all positioned up and started opening the first pen. There were a lot of people there watching, just even like the local Sheriff's Department and a lot of conservationists and stuff there too, and Fish and Wildlife Service and some of the tribal members. They did a blessing ceremony for the wolves, a song for them, which was amazing. And then we started letting them go. And the first wolf took off, went through the snow, stopped, looked back at us, and took a big bite of snow, and off it went.